When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Pre-Mixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Save $7 after mail-in rebate, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Limit supply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have DJ Duke. She is a native of Kansas City, Kansas, and a member of the Core DJs. On the program, we discuss the culture of Kansas City, what makes Kansas City barbecue so special. We also talk Patrick Mahomes and much more. DJ Duke is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
This podcast is brought to you by Square. Your restaurant runs best when everything and everyone works together. Square's integrated point-of-sale system offers one central place to keep cash flowing, reach more diners, and operate smarter. Square has the trusted restaurant tools and solutions to serve you, your staff, and your customers now and in the future, no matter how your business evolves. The future needs your restaurant. Get there with Square. Learn more at square.com/audiology.
This podcast is brought to you by Square. Your restaurant runs best when everything and everyone works together. Square's integrated point-of-sale system offers one central place to keep cash flowing, reach more diners, and operate smarter. Square has the trusted restaurant tools and solutions to serve you, your staff, and your customers now and in the future, no matter how your business evolves. The future needs your restaurant. Get there with Square. Learn more at square.com/audiology.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes Bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been flailing everywhere, struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is as tense as a fiddle string, trying to contain her rage.
Michelle's rolling Steve over.
There he goes, and the mask is off! Oh my, the snoring!
Michelle throws an elbow, now a shove!
And she's leaving for the couch, taking her place as the Hayes' 100-pound lab. Bask in that dog breath, Steve.
With all this struggle, Steve should get inspired.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is trying to contain her rage.
Michelle throws an elbow.
She's leaving for the couch.
Steve should get Inspire.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at inspiresleep.com.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been flailing everywhere, struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is as tense as a fiddle string, trying to contain her rage.
Michelle's rolling Steve over.
There he goes, and the mask is off! Oh my, the snoring!
Michelle throws an elbow, now a shove!
And she's leaving for the couch, taking her place as the Hayes' 100-pound lab. Bask in that dog breath, Steve.
With all this struggle, Steve should get Inspire.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation, is it? Only whole vacation homes, always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
DJ Duke, let's get it.
She is a core DJ. We're going to just talk to her about the culture of Kansas City and also some other things that are popping in the city of Kansas City. Let's welcome to the program DJ Duke. Hey, Duke, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. I cannot complain.
All right. All right, cool. I know that's right. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Kansas City, I want to start off with you being involved in the world of hip-hop and you being a DJ. When I think of Kansas City hip-hop, the first thing that comes to my mind is Tech N9ne and what he's done for such a long time, just being on the independent circuit. Can you tell the listeners out there just a little bit about the Kansas City hip-hop scene with Tech N9ne and other rappers that have been around in the city and those that are coming up?
I would definitely love to touch on that. As of the last, I say, 2 to 3 years, the Kansas City music scene has definitely taken a great step in the right direction. A lot more people are taking the music seriously. A lot more people are getting their music on better platforms. Just to name a few that I think a lot of people should really check out, Kai Colors, Southside Dame, Juby Truth. Like, the culture all together as far as with the music is getting so much better, and I'm super proud to say I'm from Kansas City.
All right, sweet. And let's stay with the music of Kansas City. Of course, Kansas City is known to has known to be and still is known to be a city that's rooted in jazz. It's one of the premier cities known for jazz. You have New Orleans, there's Chicago, there's St. Louis, there's Pittsburgh, there's Philadelphia, New York City, and then you put Kansas City in the midst of those cities with a huge jazz history. Just kind of tell me, what's the Kansas City jazz scene like in terms of clubs and what they're doing to preserve jazz in Kansas City?
Well, first and foremost, we have our own jazz museum here, so we're always keeping the jazz culture alive here. Not only that, with the jazz culture, it's also located in the 18th and Byron District. So there's a lot of black-owned businesses that are down there. A lot of those businesses actually put on a lot of showcases for people here to perform. So that could be, you know, spoken word, that could be jazz, that can be, you know, R&B, a little bit of hip-hop, or, you know, spoken word of that such. So, we're definitely deeply rooted in jazz, but we're definitely keeping the culture alive and being able to touch on different genres and you know, aspects of music and that sort.
Okay, awesome. So again, as you let me know and let the listeners know as well, Kansas City really rich in the jazz culture as well as with the emerging hip-hop scene that continues. I want to say just let's get now to the performing arts. So Kansas City, we know, is a city that's really rich on the arts. And, you know, they really love the theater and things of that nature. What are some of the spots you can tell our listeners just about the performing arts in Kansas City?
Okay, so I'd like to also touch base on to tie back to the last question we were just answering. We have the Gym Theater, which is also located on 18th and Vine. Great area to perform in, you know, great area. As far as, like, other arts, we have, I like to touch on the murals that a lot of people have been doing. There are a lot of murals all over the city that kind of touch bases on, you know, race and, you know, different ethnicities and, you know, just embracing different cultures in the world, pretty much. Also, we have, I would say, we take pride in our sports here. So, I would say if you're in downtown at night, you're definitely going to see the Chiefs red and gold all over the city. We have a Marriott downtown, we have a Marriott downtown that actually lights up and is like a big LED screen. So you'll see like the different logos and of whatever sports team or whatever, you know, particular thing is going on in that particular time. So yeah.
Awesome. I mean, Kansas City, it definitely is a city that lights up, as you said, that the downtown really lights up at night. And speaking of something that's lighting up, we're going to talk sports in just a little bit, but something that has really lit up Kansas City for a long time is the food, the cuisine of the city. And just, I want to start off with barbecue for a moment, because Kansas City and barbecue are synonymous with one another. What makes Kansas City barbecue, in your opinion, so good?
I knew you were going to ask me. I would say it's hard to explain. I would say it's the uniqueness in our sauce. So, like, in Kansas City, there's, like, I would say at least 15 different barbecue places that you can eat at. And in every spot, there's, like, a different kick or a different vibe of sauce that you can eat. So, like, a lot of people know about Gates. A lot of people know about Arthur Bryant, you know. But I can really say you can get a different taste of the culture at every barbecue place you eat at.
Let's stay with Kansas City barbecue for a moment. Can you explain to the listeners what burnt ends are?
Burnt ends? Burnt ends from my... Well, at least from what I was told, burnt ends are the tips of the ribs where it's just all meat. So it's like big chunks of, you could do pork or you could do beef. I'm not the biggest pork fan, but I normally get the beef burnt ends, and then they normally can drench it in sauce, or you can just eat it straight.
Okay, and we know, again, as you stated and I've stated that Kansas City is known to be one of those premier cities that's known for the barbecue. But when people come to Kansas City, what are other cuisines do you recommend? Like, what other type of restaurants or just type of any type of foods that you recommend when people come to Kansas City if they want to expand outside of barbecue?
That's a good question. I would definitely, I mean, I'm kind of a picky eater, but I'm very particular about places that I eat it, so I'm probably not the greatest to recommend. But if you like Jamaican food, I would definitely, want somebody to try jerk chicken for the first time at least. It's the greatest thing on earth.
Okay.
I would also say there's a lot of different, chicken spots here.
And okay.
I would definitely say you should try, there's a place called Sweet Comfort or Wingman Season 1. They serve chicken. They serve, loaded waffle fries. They also serve, dessert shakes, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So I will recommend that. I think a lot of the places here are kind of in bigger cities, so I mean, it's kind of hard to recommend a spot that's not in a bigger city already.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you mentioned.
I gotta say, try wings and things.
Okay.
But be
okay.
Ready to shoot in that line for a little bit.
Okay, wings and things. Sweet, sweet. Now, you mentioned about another thing that's a part of the culture of Kansas City is sports. Is while we're with the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the team in 2017. What were your thoughts when you found out Patrick was drafted by the Chiefs?
I was actually excited, especially, with him, taking the spot of Alex Smith after he, left. So after Patrick Mahomes, set his foot and got positioned, I feel like the whole culture of the fandom of the Kansas City Chiefs went to a whole other level that we have not been able to come off of yet.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, he's really, as you mentioned, we got to give much respect to Alex Smith as well, man, because he did have some great seasons with the Chiefs. But, man, when Patrick came in, he set it off and put it on to a whole nother level. I want to stay with Patrick for a moment. Mm-hmm. So let's stay with Patrick for a moment. So, Travis Kelce, I want to know, what did you see the potential being there? Of course, with Patrick being drafted and him becoming a starter and Travis and being there, did you see the potential that this was going to be like championships in the works?
Definitely. But I would say when Patrick came in, it was just like a whole nother attitude, a whole nother more connected vibe between him and the players that he played with. And that's, let's not forget that, it's not very many players that can throw a ball without looking in the direction that they're throwing it in. So once you know the chemistry of the players that you're playing with, it's kind of easier for you to, pick up the game and make the changes that you need to in order to win.
In sports, not just in the NFL, but in sports, dude, there's always once-in-a-lifetime talents. We've seen it with Michael Jordan. We've seen it with Tiger Woods. We've seen it with Tom Brady. What is it of Patrick Mahomes that makes him different from not just any other athlete you've seen in Kansas City, but just any other athlete that you've seen in the NFL?
I mean, one thing that really sticks out is however much you be losing, you never know. And I say this all the time, the game ain't over until it's over. And I feel like, that particular line says a lot, especially with, how the Super Bowl was last year within the last quarter. We were down a certain amount of points. And the fact that we came back and won, that alone says a lot about Patrick Mahomes. The game wasn't over. We might have been losing by, a certain amount of touchdowns. But like I said, the game's not over until it's over. So we gonna keep pushing. We're going to keep fighting. We might be losing, but we're not going to lose hope that, we might get another touchdown or so. We might lose. We might win, but we're not going to give up. And that's one attitude I can definitely say that made the fandom of the Chiefs change.
Okay, so yeah, definitely. So I mean that fan base has been solid for a long time, and it definitely is an embodiment of the city as well. And Patrick Mahomes making things happen for the Chiefs. When you're DJing, whether it be in the nightclubs in Kansas City or anywhere, any parties in the area, what are the artists that Kansas City people in Kansas City are gravitating to right now?
Of course, we have a lot of Tech N9ne in the spins. We have D-Walk. D-Walk had like one of the, and then as far as like any of the other artists, I would say, like I said, Kai Colors before, Southside Dame, Tix Music, KC Young Boss, Rich the Factor. We got to put a little bit of Mac Dre in there. There's the Bay Area culture here also when it comes to music. So, but Tech N9ne is definitely in everybody's lineup. You can't pass up a Kansas City party without playing a little bit of Tech N9ne.
I want to stay with influences for a moment. You mentioned that the Bay Area has a huge influence in Kansas City, but what are some of the music influences that are present in Kansas City? Is it besides the Bay Area, is it the South? Is it a little bit of the East Coast? Is it other influences from the Midwest? What are some of the influences in Kansas City?
I would also say Detroit and Chicago with the drill music has been a lot more influential as far as with the music here. And then, of course, I feel like the South has always had an influence here as of the early 2000s with the Snap era. Like, you can't pass that era up as far as having the influence, because I feel like after the Snap era, everybody was kind of trying to make music like that. So, yeah, I would say the Bay Area, Detroit, Chicago, and the South are primarily the or in a little bit of New York. We can add New York in there since, you know, drill music kind of came from there. So I would say, yeah, those are the five places I would definitely say has an influence on, you know, Kansas City culture as far as music.
Oh, wow, great to hear on that. So, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, again, DJ Dupe, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, any other websites that you would like to promote, let them know that as well.
Perfect, okay. So if you guys want to follow me on Facebook, you can look me up as DJ Dupe. That's DJ space D-O-O-P. I believe my Twitter and Instagram is I am the Dooster. That is IamThaDoopster. And as far as my website, you can click the link in my bio on both Twitter and Instagram, and I have like a link tree. So yeah.
You heard it from us. She's a Kansas City's own DJ Dupe, giving us the word across culture, the Kansas City culture, barbecue. Also, we talked a little sports as well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and she's giving us the insights on what's going on in the KC. DJ Dupe, thank you so much for being on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more right after this.
DJ Dupe, let's get it.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only Whole Vacation Homes. always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
Welcome to the CPAP Games live from the Hayes Bedroom. It's another eventful night, Bruce.
It sure is, Ron. Steve has been flailing everywhere, struggling with his CPAP.
His wife, Michelle, is as tense as a fiddle string, trying to contain her rage.
Michelle's rolling Steve over.
There he goes, and the mask is off! Oh my, the snoring!
Michelle throws an elbow, now a shove!
And she's leaving for the couch, taking her place as the Hayes' 100-pound lab. Bask in that dog breath, Steve.
With all this struggle, Steve should get Inspire.
Absolutely, Bruce. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that gives you comfortable, restful sleep with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. As you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. There's no mask and no hose. Just sleep.
Learn more at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
When you stay at a Vrbo, you always get the whole home. The whole upstairs, the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app.
When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to DJ Duke, Kansas City, Kansas native and a member of the Core DJs. Again, big special thank you to her for coming on the program. And until next time, as always, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.